France.
Yep, he made some packs and some other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
More than landscapes, old stones, and customs. The Al-Aqsa Mosque. Orange groves and olive trees. The streets of Jerusalem, Jenin, and Ramallah. Core issues, resistance, survival, human rights, prisoners, BDS boycott movements. The peace process. This is Occupied Palestine. United States District Court for the District of Columbia. Another ordinary day starts at the courthouse, except it's not business as usual. A lawsuit has been filed against the executive departments and the treasury of the United States federal government. That is not common. The plaintiffs, Mohammed Abdelaziz, president of the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic, Susan Abu Hawa, Palestinian-American writer, human rights activist, and Michael Several, board of the Friends of the Palestine-Israel Journal. And the defendants, the United States Department of the Treasury and the United States Department of the Treasury Secretary, Jacob Lew, in his official capacity. The plaintiffs have alleged that at least for 30 years, perhaps even more, Treasury officials have turned a blind eye towards the criminal conduct that approximately 100 U.S. pro-Israeli settlement donors have either funded or engaged in. The donors' goal? Fund the forcible expulsion of all non-Jews in the OPT-EJ to accommodate new settlers who now number approximately 750,000 based on satellite imaging technology. Conflict that has dragged on for more than 115 years. A disputed area stretching over 100,000 square miles. Sitting between the Mediterranean Sea and the Jordan River. An unresolved conclusion. With far-reaching implications. The legal settlements increase, in part due to these donors and the U.S. federal tax laws that has allowed Americans to send tax-free donations to Israel straight into its coffers via nonprofits. The same money that helps build illegal Israeli settlements. The same money that supports Israel's land grabs. Same money that supports the Israeli army. These groups have in fact directly contributed to violations of U.S. law, subverted U.S. foreign policy, contributing to countless crimes against Palestinians. Tensions between the Israelis and the Palestinians have been rising recently. It started in October 2015 after settlers violated the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Jerusalem's Old City, an area of great significance to Muslims, known as their third holiest site. The year 1924, Jordan takes over custodianship of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The year 2000, Ariel Sharon marches on Al-Haram al-Sharif. The year 2013, law proposed to give Jews the right to pray at the Al-Haram al-Sharif. And in 2014, Palestinian prayer restricted. A wave of stabbings, shootings, and car rammings. It started in October, and so far, over 30 Israelis killed and over 180 Palestinians to have been killed. Disproportionate killings due to Israel's unwritten shoot-to-kill policy.
لأن الجامعات عادة هي وقود الانتفاضة.
إحنا لازم ننتفض لأرواح الشهداء ولدمائهم لأنهم أطهر منا جميعا لأنهم هم من دفع عن هاي الأرض.
جامعة بير زيت التي قدمت الكثير من الشهداء يقوم اليوم يكون من هنا الهبة.
Unwritten shoot to kill policy, a policy that is not law, yet Israeli soldiers are shooting to kill. Even Israelis support this, based on a study. The majority of Israelis support the extrajudicial assassination of Palestinians accused of carrying out attacks against Israelis. The killings have been compared to extrajudicial assassinations, and these kinds of viewpoints starts at the top, like Transportation Minister Avigdor Lieberman. He has proposed the death penalty for Palestinian prisoners, the beheading of Palestinians, and even suggested drowning Palestinian prisoners, topping Lieberman. Another well-known Israeli politician, Eilat Shaked, and member of parliament, she's also called for the slaughter of all Palestinian mothers so that these mothers can no longer give birth to what she calls little snakes. Her exact quote, "We must kill all Palestinians, including their mothers, so they cannot produce more little snakes."
Recently issued a rather controversial posting on Facebook, which referred to Palestinians as little snakes and also that appeared to endorse mass killing of Palestinians. Can you tell me about that posting?
It is just not true. I posted an article that really wrote 12 years ago, and in his article during the second intifada, when buses were exploded in Israel, he said that the shahids, the suicide bombers, were doing that, you know, exploding women and children, if their mothers encourage them, then they have to go with them or something like that. This is what he said.
For 30 years at least, the U.S. taxpayer has been funding and subsidizing criminal activity overseas. That is murder, arson, malicious property destruction, assault and battery, and ethnic cleansing. Most of these tax-exempt entities are known as financial pass-throughs or funnels, which wealthy U.S. donors have made extensive use of, like the settlements.
We do not consider continued settlement activity to be constructive.
What we have here is when they steal 92% of the water.
To be appropriate.
92% of the land.
To be something that can advance the cause of peace.
The biggest colonial regime.
This will not advance peace.
I know that the situation for Palestinians in the West Bank, in Jerusalem, in Gaza, is at this moment very dire.
Hundreds of millions of dollars are being made by the settlers and the settlers' regime.
It will certainly not advance truth and justice.
To see what we can do.
But it's the Palestinian workers in Israeli enterprises in Judea and Samaria that will be hurt.
Prime Minister after Prime Minister, a different face, but on the same trajectory, with one goal in mind, more settlements. Displacements, forced exile, the different names for it, but for Israeli officials, they have their own way of describing it. Moshe Sharetz, the first foreign minister of Israel, said in 1914, "We have forgotten that we have not come to an empty land to inherit it, but we have come to conquer a country from people inhabiting it." Fast forward, today, 2016, Benjamin Netanyahu, the current prime minister of Israel, "Palestinians must permanently abandon to settle the offspring of refugees within the borders of Israel." From settlements to wars, that is another thing Israeli prime ministers have in common. From the Arab-Israeli war during Ben-Gurion's rule, to Moshe Dayan's Six-Day War, the wars continued unabated from one prime minister to the next, getting deadlier, like Operation Cast Lead and Protective Edge. The number of Palestinians killed, over 30,000.
Where do Israeli Jews stand on Palestinian rights? Do they support the transfer of some Israeli Arabs to the Palestinian Authority? Do they support a land swap that would enable Israel to keep settlement blocks?
Twenty years of talks have kept Palestinians occupied. Starting from the Oslo Accords in 1993, the famous Camp David summit, then Annapolis, all the way up to the year 2013. Meanwhile, Israeli population to have doubled. Palestinians kept getting displaced, while Israel's annual expenditure on settlements increasing in the billions of dollars yearly.
Where does the money come from? Israel's biggest ally, the U.S. It's breaking all records. U.S.'s military aid to Israel. The Obama administration offering Israel the largest single pledge of military assistance in U.S. history. A record military aid for Israel will be Barack Obama's enduring legacy on the Israeli-Palestinian issue as his presidency draws to a close.